It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, February 1st, 2024. Well, we're going to be talking about the weather a bit today. The first day today of the official Dungeness crab season. It's the opener today, and the Columbia River Bar is on yellow status, and there is a hazardous seas warning in effect through midnight tonight. So some difficult conditions going on out there. I'll talk about that a little bit later on. Here's the basic forecast. We have a broad area of low pressure well offshore that won't move very much through today. That offshore low will slowly drop southeast on Friday and Saturday, moving towards Northern California. But for now, we've got some difficult weather. The National Weather Service issued a hazardous seas warning. I'll explain in a little bit what that means. That's in effect through midnight tonight. Today, expect southeast winds at sea, 20 to 25 knots, becoming south 25 to 30 knots in the afternoon. Isolated gusts to 35 knots in the afternoon. That's up into the gale force range, according to the Beaufort wind scale. Combined seas 16 feet, with a dominant period of 14 seconds apart, and showers are likely. So we'll talk about what that all means for, say, the Dungeness crab fleet that is out there right now. And it's some difficult conditions. We'll talk about that. Not anything that mariners don't see every winter, but it just makes for difficult conditions out there when they're trying to work. Let's take a quick look at our ship schedule today. Ship traffic could be interrupted by the weather, so we'll see when these ships come in. We have the King Hua Shan. If she did come in this morning, she's in the Astoria Anchorage already, arriving from South Korea, headed to the Astoria Anchorage. And the her cargo will be potash eventually. She'll pick that up from the Port of Portland. The Ripley Prosperity is arriving from China, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat upriver. She'll be in the anchorage by about 10:30 this morning. The Nord Tigress, arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for the Rainier Anchorage, opposite Longview on the Columbia. She, I believe, is also picking up wheat. Passing Astoria a little after noontime, and Rainier maybe by 4 p.m. today. And the Geneva Queen is arriving from Japan, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. And she, I think, will be picking up wheat upriver as well. She will pass Astoria inbound, if all goes well, around 7:30 p.m. She could be in Kalama then by about 12:30 a.m. on Friday. And a bit about these vessels. All of our inbound vessels are destined for the anchorages on the river. Two of them to Astoria and one to Rainier and one to Kalama. And boy, with the weather out there being difficult, I mean, it's not weather that ships can't handle. Ships are well equipped to handle some pretty awful weather out there, but it's just uncomfortable and people don't sleep well. And they still have to try to work while everything is bouncing around. So these ships that do get to come into the anchorage today, I bet those sailors are just going to be so grateful to have everything just stop moving for a bit so they can get some sleep, eat a meal without things sliding around, and get some work done that they can't do when the ship is bouncing around at sea. So send your good thoughts to them. In fact, just send your good thoughts to anyone who's working out on the water today. It's going to be kind of difficult out there. Well, today is the official opening of Dungeness crab season in our part of the coast. And that means that the crab pots that fishermen dropped on Monday, which was called dump day, they can now legally go out and harvest those pots because the season has begun. And though this is not unexpected, perhaps, at this time of year, the weather is handing fishermen a difficult hand to play today. And so I wanted to talk with you about that. Now, mariners are no strangers to rough weather, and Dungeness crab season always opens in the wintertime when the weather is often the worst. But with all the troubles crabbers in Owako especially have encountered just getting ready for the season this year, they are on our minds as a coastal community. So I thought I'd spell out what's happening today at sea in terms of the weather for two reasons. One, it will give you a sense that even when the weather is not that bad on land, it can be difficult and dangerous offshore. So looking out the window, say where you live, may not always be the best way to tell what the weather will be like if you go out in a boat. This is why marine weather forecasts are so important for mariners. The sea is, in a sense, a sort of microclimate compared to the land, and what's happening there can often be very different from what is happening only a few miles away on land. But also, This forecast today can give us a chance to hold our fishermen in our hearts and minds today as they negotiate this weather. So here's the forecast. We have a hazardous seas warning in effect until midnight tonight, on the opening day of crab season. Well, what does that mean? Well, a hazardous seas warning is issued by the National Weather Service because conditions at sea are particularly hazardous for one reason or another. In this case, conditions at sea will include very steep and hazardous seas, that's waves and swells, 13 to 18 feet high at 15 seconds apart, and south winds, 20 to 25 knots, gusting up to 30 knots. So what's the problem with steep seas? Well, in this case, it means waves will be tall and close together, so it will make for a lot of tossing around, a lot of up and down movement out there and sideways in every which way, as fishermen are handling heavy crab pots and other gear in big seas and howling winds and rain. It means conditions under which it can be hard to maintain control of a boat. What can this do to vessels? Well, the Weather Service spells it out very clearly. This is from their forecast. Impacts. Very steep and hazardous seas could capsize or cause damage to vessels. Now, the word capsize means to roll over, to turn over in the water. With crab pots stored on deck, vessels weigh a lot and can become top-heavy. That increases the risk of capsize, which can be deadly to those on board. Heavy seas can also damage vessels. A cubic meter of water, so a cube about 3 feet on each side, weighs about a ton. So huge, heavy waves hitting boats can be damaging in and of themselves. The National Weather Service recommends that under these circumstances, recreational boaters should remain in port. Commercial vessels, like fishing boats, should prepare for rough seas and consider remaining in port until hazardous seas subside. But with so much at stake and the opening of the season, we may see some boats out there in this weather. If you see their lights, or even if you don't, let's keep them in our thoughts and send them our best, a collective kind of spiritual donation, if you will, of goodwill and support to help them get their work done without injury and to get home safe. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.